Public defenders are in trouble all over America, but in Missouri, it's particularly a crisis. The director of the system won't let that stop the state from providing all criminal defendants with proper representation. Instead, he used an obscure state law to call on Missouri Governor Jay Nixon, himself a lawyer and former State Department general, to step up and give legal aid to the poorest defendants. Although this action is unprecedented, the problems in the public defender system are not unique to Missouri, as states across the country struggle to sufficiently defend the poor. Why is our public defender system in turmoil, and what can be done to reform it? Robin Steinberg joins us, executive director of the Bronx Defenders. You know this story upside and down. Robin, what's going on in Missouri, and how is it generalizable around the country?
Well, you're quite right, John, that Missouri is extreme, but it's not unusual. Indigent defense is in a state of crisis from one end of the country to the next. And if you need to sort of look at the perspective of the experts, the national standards for public defenders are that they shouldn't handle more than 150 felony cases a year or 400 misdemeanor cases a year. Despite those standards, still today in 2016, 79% of public defenders fail to meet those standards. So we have a crisis that is national. We spend less on public defense per capita than every European country, so it's not just a national problem, it's actually a national disgrace.
And where would funding typically come from for public defenders, and what would be a viable source that might actually solve this problem?
So funding comes from the states or the counties, depending on where you're located in the country. You know, certainly in Missouri, the governor knew about the crisis that had been looming for decades, and yet he just voted again to decrease the public defender budget despite all the facts before him. You know, we have to grapple, I think, as a country with the reality that over the past many decades, we have criminalized poverty and race in this country. And that's led to not just 2 million people in prison, but also we arrest about 12 million people a year in this country for ever more minor offenses. And somebody's going to have to pay for that, because 4 out of 5 people arrested in this country can't afford counsel. That's because they come from low-income communities and disproportionately communities of color. Until we grapple with that reality, we're never going to fund anything appropriately. You have 2 choices. We can either fund public defense so that people can meet standards and public defenders are doing the number of cases they should be doing according to the experts. Or we can actually grapple with the bigger question, which is our form of policing and the decades of bringing more and more people into the criminal justice system. When I say people, I mean people from low-income communities and communities of color, bringing them into the system for ever more minor offenses that perhaps shouldn't be in the criminal justice system at all.
Do you see the sentencing reform initiatives by the Obama administration and some of the releases of inmates and changes in the 3 strikes and you're out kinds of punishments for criminal defendants as an indication that this may trickle down to the public defender area?
Well, there's no question but that the narrative around criminal justice and criminal justice reform is changing across the country, thankfully. And certainly those efforts are to be applauded, and they're a good first step. But the reality is that most people coming into the criminal justice system are doing so in the local and state courts. So the 12 million people coming into the system for minor offenses won't even be affected by those changes. We really need to look at the decades of overcriminalization and incarceration and how that has dramatically increased the number of people coming into the system, frankly, in numbers that were probably unimaginable in Gideon's day when we created the right to counsel. And funding for public defense just hasn't kept up. What's made matters worse is that funding has increased for the other side, for prosecutors, police, prisons, jails, and sheriffs, far outpacing that for the public defense function. So sure, those things are going to help a small number of people, but we have to grapple with the much bigger picture.
You're referring to the Gideon versus Wainwright decision, which started the entire public defender system, which has been exported around the world, a principle that we should applaud in the United States, but is in crisis here. Robin Steinberg, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Robin Steinberg is executive director of the Bronx Defenders.